In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. Hey, Mol.
Hey. 54, 55, 56, 57.
Counting steps, huh? Big math test today?
Nope. 62, 63, 64.
Okay. Then why the counting? And why are you walking funny?
You mean without any space between my heel and toe? It's because I want my measurements to be accurate.
Dare I ask what measurements?
Quiet, you're distracting me. 77, 78.
97, 1001, Googleplex.
I lost track. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Do you even know what a Googleplex is?
No. But it's fun to say, Googleplex! Googleplex!
Oh, wow.
I know it's a really big number. Does that count?
It's not just really big. It's really, really, really big.
Oh, yeah? How big?
For starters, there's a Google, which is a huge number in its own right. A Google is one followed by 100 zeros.
That's a lot of zeros, bro.
It is. And what's with calling me bro?
Sorry. I was playing video games online with my bros all morning.
Instead of studying for your math test?
Whatever, bro. So, how big is a Googleplex?
So big! It's a one followed by a Google zeros.
A Google zeros? Whoa, I'd love to see that written out.
That's just it. It would be impossible to write it all out. There isn't enough space in the known universe.
Bro! That's crazy!
Can I get back to counting steps now?
Yes, but only if you tell me why you're counting them. Oh, and you were up to 78, by the way.
Thanks. Remember when we figured out how many steps it took to get to school?
Yep, 1,836 steps. Wow, that feels like forever ago, before we became time-traveling problem solvers.
Right. Well, we didn't account for stride or the space between our feet when we walk. I wanted a more accurate measurement of the distance to school so I could convert it into inches, feet, yards, even miles. What's this?
A fork in the road.
Looks like they're repaving the asphalt. Doesn't seem like they're making much progress.
Neither are we. If we don't get to school on time, we'll be counting our steps towards the tension.
Which way is fastest? Left or right? I say left.
I say right.
Fine. We'll race. Last one to school gets detention. On your mark, get set, go!
Not fair! You run track!
So? You play soccer? See? I knew left was right.
Yeah, but right wasn't not right. If I didn't have to wait for that train, I would have beat you. Instead, I got detention.
At least you're in good company, Max. The stupid train made me late, too.
Brad? Are you actually being nice to me?
What can I say? Maybe it's time we call a truce to our prank war?
You want a truce?
Sure. More even. See you in detention, bro.
Whoa. What just happened?
I think a truce is a good thing. Pinch! Guess who?
Hey, Katrina.
Hello, Molly.
Hello, Katrina.
Katrina, why'd you pinch me?
The note on your back said to. Pinch!
A pinch me note? Seriously? So much for Brad pretending to be nice.
Wait, there's something on the back. It's from Aunt Murgatroyd.
Problem solvers, there's a pinch of trouble in 600 BCE. Go to Corinth. The diacles has been detoured. Make sure it stays on the straight and narrow.
Oh boy, now what?
What's the Diolkos?
It's a road the ancient Greeks built across the Isthmus of Corinth, which is a narrow strip of land between two large seas. They built it to transport goods between the seas without having to make the treacherous journey around the Peloponnese Peninsula. One section of the Diolkos even had grooved tracks, making it one of the earliest railroads.
Looks like we've got a J-O-B to do. Time to bust out the handy time machine.
So much for a relaxing day. It beats the tension. Hit it! Wow, I gotta say, this Diolkos road is pretty nice for 600 BCE.
How long will it be once it's completed?
Around 5 miles.
That's pretty cool, especially since it's mostly paved with these huge hunks of limestone. How big do you think the average piece is?
I'd say it's about 1 foot by 1 foot.
Let's see. Counting across, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stones making up the width of the road. If each paving stone is 1 foot by 1 foot, that means that the road is 6 feet wide.
Yeah, that's pretty basic stuff.
Okay, smarty guy. If the completed Diolkos road is 5 miles long, how many stones will it take?
Oh, yeah, that's a little more complicated.
But it's definitely something we can figure out.
You mean just for fun?
You never know, Max. This info might come in handy.
Sure. Well, the first thing we need to know is how many feet are there in a mile.
That's easy.
It is?
It is if you've memorized the number. There happen to be 5,280 feet in a mile.
Okay, smarty. So, since the road is 5 miles long, multiply 5,280 by 5.
That's not a problem. For my calculator, 5,280 times 5 equals 26,000. But that doesn't tell us how many stones there are.
I know. We need to multiply that number by 6 because it's 6 stones wide.
Nice. 26,400 times 6 equals 158,400.
That is a lot of limestones.
It would be. Except we seem to have reached the end of the road.
Are you questioning the wishes of the great ruler Periander?
Ugh. Looks like workers have been arguing with each other since ancient times.
They're not making much progress.
Maybe we can help, since we know what the completed road should look like.
We do?
Well, I do. Look at their construction plans. They showed a Diolkos splitting off with both paths leading to the sea. Why?
As in, why would they do that? Or as in, the road as planned would look like a big capital letter Y across the Isthmus of Corinth?
Both! You know what I'm thinking? This sounds like the work of
trolls!
Thieves!
Huh?
Oh, no. We're just looking.
Then why is he holding the construction plans to build the Diolkos into the great ruler Periander's favorite letter, the glorious Y?
Which is yet another random letter popping up for no reason.
Writing it down.
Guards, arrest him!
Uh-oh.
No, you can't arrest him!
Arrest them both!
Oh, great. Max, we were in ancient Corinth for 10 minutes and we got arrested. How are we gonna get out of this?
Don't worry. For every problem, there's a solution. Especially when you're a problem solver.
While I appreciate the pep talk, we don't even know where they're taking us.
You aren't from around here, are you?
You could say that.
What do they call you?
My name's Molly.
And I'm Max.
They call me Mason. I'm a native Corinthian. If you were from here, you'd know we're all being taken to the palace of our ruler, Periander, for judgment.
Judgment? That doesn't sound good.
Mason, weren't you the one leading the construction of the Diolkos?
That's right. Until Weaselides poisoned Periander's mind.
Who's Weaselides?
The Weaselly fellow who arrested us. He's a wannabe noble who has managed to gain Periander's trust. Likely, he's been planting all sorts of illogical schemes and ideas in our ruler's mind. Latest being an obsession with the question, why?
I bet this Weasley's guy is a troll.
I bet you're right.
Even the simplest actions are plagued by uncertainty. When it's time to go to sleep, Periander asks, why? When his aides tell him because it's bedtime, he asks, why? When they say it's bedtime because it's late and the sun has gone down, why? Now his obsession has morphed into an infatuation with the actual letter Y. It's quite ridiculous.
Which is why we're here.
If only someone could rid Periander of Weasley D's influence. Then this obsession with Y would cease, and we'd be free to build the deal course as it should be, in a straight line.
I think we just found the solution to our problem.
We did?
Yep. All we have to do is get that Periander dude to see straight.
Bring in the prisoners! What did this wretch do, Weaselides?
He failed to salute the Imperial Guard in the market.
Why?
I'm sorry, Your Highness. I was asleep. I nodded off on a bench.
Why?
I have a newborn at home. I haven't been sleeping much.
Why?
Because the baby cries at night.
Why?
Because he's a baby?
To the dungeon!
No, please!
A sound judgment, Periander.
Next prisoner!
I hope you have a plan, Max. That poor guy was sent to the dungeon for napping.
I hope he doesn't see me in math class.
Max!
Don't worry. It's all under control.
Now, what did these wretched children do, Weaselides?
Caught stealing the new construction plans for the Diolkos.
Stealing? Why? I said, why?
Max, why not? That's your plan? Why not?
Wait for it.
Why not? Why not?
Why?
Why?
Your Excellency, stealing is a crime.
Quiet, Weaselides. I'm trying to unravel the mystery of why.
Looks like you've got his attention.
Time to let him have it. Why, you ask? Well, why build a Diokos in the shape of a capital letter Y when everyone knows the shortest distance between two points is a straight line?
What?
You've got to ask him a different question. Your plan is working.
Wasn't that why you chose to build the Diokos in the first place? To connect two seas across the Isthmus of Corinth? Wouldn't you want the fastest route?
Why, yes, of course.
Nonsense, Your Excellency. The Diolkos is an expression of the great Periander's will.
Even so, the letter Y is three connected lines. Why not simplify and make it one instead of a Y, an I?
Ah, an I for a Y. Why not?
Because three is greater than one, Your Highness. Surely you cannot argue with that. It's simple math.
Yes, I can. And my name's not Shirley. It's Molly.
Wait, how can you show one is greater than three?
Watch me. Three may be greater than one when counting, but what about a chariot race? Would you rather be number one or number three?
Well, number one, of course. The girl's right. Release the prisoners and build the Diolkos in a straight line.
But, Your Highness...
And as for you, Weaselides...
Mason, is it time for a break?
A break? We have... how many stones was it again?
158,400.
158,400 stones to set. Back to work.
Oof.
Max and Molly, I can't thank you enough. You restored reason to the construction of the Diolkos and saved my crews from senseless work.
Not a problem.
Especially when you're problem solvers. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Chris Okawa, Mike Praviti, Adam Tex Davis, and Max Kamaski. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
Un joyeux brouhaha, un chaleureux chahut nous retient autour d'une table à peau du ventre bien tendu. Les vieux finissent l'eau de vie tandis que les jeunes mangent leur pain blanc en chatouillant les petits qui s'étouffent en rigolant. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie. Une forte tête blonde termine sous la menace ses minuscules dés de viande en faisant la grimace. Il en donne un sur deux au chien, moi j'y vois clair dans son petit jeu. Il me supplie du regard, alors je ferme les yeux. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie. Le bébé en bout de table sur sa chaise d'arbitre surveille d'un œil abstrait l'arbre généalogique. Dire qu'on vénère tellement ce petit incontinent, la grand-mère l'embrasse en rital, je vous jure que c'est mieux avec l'accent. Ça me rappelle quand on était gamin, on faisait nos prières en italien. J'ai longtemps cru que Dieu était rital, mais maintenant je sais bien qu'il est américain. On fait des dunes de sel pour aspirer les taches de vin rouge renversé et les sujets qui fâchent. Les vieux souvenirs vacances roulent sur la nappe, les miettes de pain, les blagues plutôt grivoises, ça augmente les bouteilles de vin. Les repas le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie. La prune, la poire, la cerise, on va siroter tout le verger. Le grand-père sort les cigares et se les fait tous taxer. Morceaux de sucre dans l'alcool, raffinement de gastronome, c'est la chasse au canard dans le mar de Bourgogne.
Les repas
le dimanche midi, comme je sais plus qui disait, le bonheur ça se trouve pas en lingots mais en petite monnaie, en petite monnaie.